solving your hub puzzle. I'm Von Hatten, and I'm with Dr. Stuart Yeager and his assistant nurse, Nancy. Now, Dr. Yeager, just before the break, you were talking about how an intolerance is actually different from an allergy. What exactly do you mean by that, and where did you get that from? Where did you learn that?
Now, the definition of an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. In the book, The Autoimmune Epidemic by Donna Jackson Nakazawa, it discusses autoimmune disease and what causes autoimmune disease. Now, what makes a person go from being healthy to the next year they have an autoimmune disease or they have an allergy? Now, the answer to that is these other triggers that we talked about, the other different interferences. That means the traumas, the infections, toxins, emotional stress, and things like leaky gut. Now, autoimmune disease is nothing more than an allergy towards yourself. The same goes with the other types of allergies. It's some type of stressor or stressors that triggers the allergies. Leaky gut is a common trigger for food allergies.
And why don't you talk about some of those six interferences? What are they?
Now, there are actually six different interferences, and the first is structural problems. These are the injuries from car accidents, you know, sport injuries, lifting, poor posture. Now, this is where the chiropractic adjustment comes in, and we also use our laser to reduce pain and speed up the healing. We also teach exercises to strengthen areas that need strengthening. Now, the second interference is the electromagnetic interference that comes from the power lines in our neighborhoods, our computers, and, you know, televisions and microwaves and electric appliances, cell phones, these kinds of things. Anything that's electrical, it affects your energy and can cause headaches. We also use a multipolar magnet to protect us from this electromagnetic interference.
The third interference to our body's health is nutritional. That is the food that you eat and your body's ability to digest your food and assimilate the food. Then there's hormonal imbalance, and then there's something called leaky gut. Leaky gut has to do with your small intestine. The small intestine has pores that allow food that is fully digested to be absorbed or assimilated into your bloodstream. So when partially digested food gets into the bloodstream with leaky gut, your body can't utilize the partially digested food, so the white blood cells, which is your immune system, attacks the partially digested food to remove it from the bloodstream. When it overreacts due to stress in the body, it creates food allergies and is a major cause of arthritis. So if you want to help get rid of arthritis, heal your small intestine. Heal that leaky gut. Another factor of the nutritional component of the health puzzle is the infections. That is the bacterial, yeast, parasite, and viral infections. Viral infections are most common and often go undetected for years.
So yes. Look at those infections. They're a big, huge factor that many people don't realize. Now, let's move on. The fourth interference is the allergies. You know, allergies cause inflammation. Just think about it. With hay fever, it causes inflammation of the sinuses and the eyes. You know, an allergic reaction can cause a throat to swell up, all from inflammation. And we are talking more and more about this today when we have Jim tell his story. Now, these allergies can be treated and be removed successfully. Now, there are three different kinds of things that people can be allergic to. Food, environmental allergies, as in dust, dogs and cats, and molds, fungus, you know, the air pollution out there, and the pollens that causes hay fever. There's also the autoimmune allergies, where people are allergic to their own body tissues and fluids. This is what occurs with the autoimmune diseases, as in lupus and MS, rheumatoid arthritis and type 1 diabetes and celiac disease and Crohn's disease. Now, there are about 150 autoimmune diseases out there, and they are all becoming epidemic, you know. We're seeing more and more of these things all the time. We treat allergies in our office with the ASSERT treatment. You know, it's fast, very effective, and even for the autoimmune allergies, we can treat those allergies too. The fifth interference to a person's health is emotional. Now, most of these emotions are subconscious from past experiences and cause us to react in a way that we don't actually realize. You know, it's a major cause of headaches, it's a major factor with gluten intolerance, and many, many other situations. So we use a number of emotional releasing techniques to release these emotions like anger, fears, and unforgiveness. These are typical.
The sixth and last interference is toxins. These are the pesticides that we consume from eating food that is not organically grown. or the mercury we consume from eating fish, or aluminum that we put on ourselves when we put on our antiperspirants and drinking from aluminum pop cans. We are exposed to these toxins from many sources, even endotoxins that our body produces from regular metabolic processes. We assist the body in a number of different ways to release toxins by oral chelation or detoxification diets or homeopathy and detoxification foot baths.
You know, it'll be interesting to hear what Jim has to say about his story, which relates to toxins. Now, you've had a lot of different guests on the show, but not one that's talked about toxins yet. So welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Jim, you've been treated for several things that we've been treating you for over the years, and we've used the 6 steps to wellness, you know. They've included the shoulder pain, the foot pain, and back pain, and hay fever. Let's have you start in telling us your story about your shoulder, and, you know, tell us how it began and how it affected you.
Well, yes, to start with, I'm an avid fly fisherman, and 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to take a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Argentina. The only problem with that was I had this horrific shoulder pain, and it happened to be in my right shoulder, and I cast right-handed, and so that was going to be a real problem. So you and I struck up a deal, and I was going to get better one way or another. And I put my faith in you, and you sent me originally off to get an MRI, which detected it as bursitis.
Well, tell us, you know, Jim, you know, what did we find? Remember, we found that toxins were involved. You know, remember, toxins create inflammation, you know, and your inflammation was in your shoulder. Now, toxins is a big factor for the shoulder. Tell us about those toxins. How did you get those toxins?
Right. So we have a 26-acre ranch in Wyoming, and we were spraying the pastures for the weeds that had overtaken the area. We wanted to get rid of them. So we began spraying, and without a mask on and the wind blowing, I happened to be walking behind the tractor into the wind, and I must have taken on a lot of overspray, and I became quite sick, actually, and I wasn't sure what was going on, and I remember mentioning it to you, and that's when we began the toxin work.
Yeah, you know, if I remember right, you weren't walking behind that tractor for a short time. It wasn't like under 10 or 20 minutes. If I remember right, it was more like 4 hours?
It was 2 consecutive days of about 4 hours each.
So we didn't have a little bit of exposure. You had quite a bit of exposure.
I did.
Wow.
So that exposure, you know, your body reacted to that.
It did, and I was more than just a little sick, and my shoulder was in horrible pain. I couldn't lift my arm over my head, and at first I thought it might have been something else like a torn rotator cuff or something like that, but as it turns out, it was definitely the toxins.
Yeah, it was the toxins creating that bursitis, that inflammation. Remember, toxins create inflammation, and this happened to be in the bursa, so you couldn't even use your arm at all. Now, we had to work hard removing those toxins, and we did several different things, including foot baths, to remove the toxins. You know, it took us a little bit of a while, but, you know, we started, what was it, November that we started?
It was in November.
Yeah, and your fishing trip was in February, if I remember right.
That's correct.
You know, and then were you able to go on that fishing trip?
Yes. Not only did I go, but I went pain-free, and I've been pain-free ever since.
So
I use my shoulder every day, I exercise, and I have not had any pain since.
So it's kind of interesting, you know, with a lot of these problems that are chronic, they become chronic problems, and they keep on becoming recurrent. If you don't get to the cause, you got to keep on taking medications, and when we really don't get to the cause, they keep on nagging at you. But in your situation, it really hasn't been that way.
No, not at all. Not only is it not nagging at all, I don't have any kind of pain in my shoulder.
We need to take a break right now, and while we do, we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We also are offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we'll also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.
Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. We're joined now by Jim Welch, a patient of Dr. Yeager's, and he's telling us his story and how Dr. Yeager helped him.
That's right. You know, he had the shoulder pain, but, you know, the interesting thing is the story doesn't end there. You know, we resolved his shoulder problem, but then he developed a problem with his heel. You know, Jim, tell us about this heel that you had. It was a little bit of pain, I think, huh?
Actually, it was a lot of pain, and it was more than one heel. It was actually turned into both heels. My wife and I were avid walkers. We would walk our dog in the evenings. And one night, I just started sensing pain, and make a long story short, it got worse and worse to the point where I almost couldn't take steps, normal steps. And so I mentioned it to you one day, and that's how it began.
Yeah, but there wasn't really any cause, you know, that you could detect from why you developed these problems with your heel.
No.
Yeah, but again, but what did we do? What did we find out? Wasn't it the toxins
again? Yeah, it was toxins again.
Yeah, in other words, he didn't finish getting rid of his toxins. I mean, we got him out of the pain for his shoulder, you know, he got feeling better, he could go on his trip, and then his shoulder was feeling a lot better, but we hadn't completed getting rid of the toxins that was creating this havoc in his body, and now where did it move down to his feet? When we treated you, if you remember, we didn't ever give you orthotics or anything like that. It wasn't the need for orthotics that got you out of the pain.
No, that happened later, but no, it was a lot of foot baths, many, many foot baths.
Yeah, I mean, you had a number of foot baths there, and that inflammation was able to go down. But the point is this, is that, you know, it made a huge difference as we got rid of the toxins out of your system, those poisons that were irritating the area. It brought down that inflammation, and you haven't had any trouble with that plantar fasciitis any since that time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
The other thing I remember is, and now that I think about it, is my general health. I started just feeling better overall. We were there to deal with my heel pain, but I remember just in general feeling better.
Yeah, and so we actually got into something else with you. That was the allergies. You're a fisherman, and how did you feel when you went out fishing? You know, you had the hay fever.
I had horrible allergies. I absolutely had horrible allergies to the point where I couldn't sleep at night because I couldn't breathe. I'd have to have my mouth completely open in order to breathe. It was horrible. And I get a lot of sinus headaches. I had a lot of sinus headaches.
Now what is it like?
I haven't taken an allergy medication in over 4 years, and I absolutely have no allergies that I can think of.
That's amazing.
I'm not allergic to anything that I know of, and I was allergic to everything.
So you don't get your headaches?
No headaches. No allergy issues. I sleep well. I feel better just in general, but I noticed that I absolutely have no allergies.
Yeah. So that really changed how you felt when you got rid of your allergies.
It might be the most, it might be the thing that has had the most impact that I noticed the most only because of the effect that it had on me every single day. Mm. I had to have some kind of medication in order just to get through the day. And,
wow.
And I haven't, like I say, I haven't taken a pill of any kind or an inhaler or of any kind for over 4 years now.
Wow.
So you could say it's, the treatment lasts a little while, huh?
It goes away. I have had no return issues.
Yeah. You know, that's the amazing thing about the allergy treatments that we do, the assert. You know, when we remove allergies, we call that treatment the assert. It removes them, and it's pretty much permanent, you know. They're not returning. It's nothing that we have to maintain. It puts the pharmaceutical companies out of the business because you don't need them anymore, isn't it? Well, I guess that's what it's done for you.
Totally has.
Yeah. Now, because of the effect that it had on you, you sent your daughter in.
I did. My daughter, who actually lives in San Francisco and also has a lot of allergy issues, she came to visit and was complaining about allergies, and we started talking about you. And I remember she finally said, well, you know, if it wasn't you and you hadn't said what you did, I might not agree to do it. But she did, and it had a real positive effect on her as well. And it was a crash course the two of you went through.
Yeah, well, she was only here for a couple of weeks. Or
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And
mm-hmm.
You know,
she was in every day in your office.
Yeah, and so we went through them pretty fast. But now, how's your daughter doing now?
Real well. Real well. I don't know if she's allergy-free to the point that I am, but she is so much better than she used to be. Now, I think if she was here and she could come back and finish some more treatments, I think she would be like I am.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that, you know, that's the thing that's beautiful about the assert. It's duplicable. You know, we can do it again and again. And you know, no matter who comes in, you know, we're able to do the same thing over and over again and replicate what we're doing. And, you know, it's predictable. It's not like it's, oh, maybe it'll work on you. It's the fact that it works. Now, so much that it, not only did it work on you, and it worked on your daughter, tell us about your wife.
Well, that's where the story gets real good, because I have to admit, in the beginning, I was skeptical myself. And I remember asking you one day, where do my allergies go? And you said they go away. And I still didn't quite understand that. My wife, like Nancy, is a registered nurse and educated in the medical world and was totally skeptical. And yet she'd see me come home and I would just keep getting better and better. And I think she actually got worse. And she has horrible allergies as well. And it really began one night when she ran out of allergy medication, and now you just can't go to the pharmacy and walk up and get drugs for that anymore. It's a little harder to do that. Well, she couldn't get them one night, and in the next couple of nights went really horrible because it was a weekend, and that's when she finally agreed to come in and see you. And she's getting treated for allergies now, and she's taking about, she's not quite half of what she used to be, but she doesn't take as many medications as she used to. But she's not through with the treatment either.
Yeah, so she's been coming along. She's made the improvement. You know, we need to finish what we're doing, but it's even had an impact on her, the skeptic.
Yes. So not just a little skeptical.
So it does work on skeptics.
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah, that's the beauty of the assert treatment. It works, you know. No matter who you are, it does work. We've been treating for these allergies for years, and it really does work.
Yeah, I understand the skepticism there. I think that most Americans in their heads have that episode of Seinfeld where George goes to this holistic healer and he even gives him a little concoction that turns him purple. But that's not at all what holistic healthcare is all about, right? There's no magic involved.
No, it's not magic. You know, if you understand what's going on and why it's working, but again, to make that change, what we do is you have to step out of the box.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I mean, you just don't think, you know, the answer to all the health problems out there by the medical profession is a drug. Well, we're not doing drugs. So we're doing something different. You know, there's not billions or thousands or millions of dollars invested in this, so you can't make a lot of money out of it, but you can sure change people's lives. But you got to think out of the box. Now, if you think out of the box and let it work, it works.
And you can't argue with success. It goes. They go away.
That's great.
I still don't know where they go, but they go away.
Well,
it's a neurologic change, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a neurologic change. definition of an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. So if we're going to change how the immune system responds or reacts to something, the question that you need to ask is, what controls the immune system?
The brain.
It's the brain. Exactly right. It is the brain. And so we make a change in how the brain responds, and we give different stimuli to the brain. And so we use color therapy, sound therapy. We use acupuncture with a laser. We use the laser stimulating the brain. We stimulate the autonomic nervous system. We do a number of different things. So it's really hard to explain. You've got to experience it. Remember, it's been a few years, Jim, but was it relaxing?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
It was really very relaxing experience.
Okay. Now, remember, the immune system's overreacting, so you think about it, it's like gone berserk, gone crazy. So when we bring it back to normality, it is relaxing. It's relaxing that brain, relaxing the immune system.
Well, it sure has been wonderful to have you on our show, Jim, but time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to people everything right now, and that's why we're offering for you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on solving the health puzzle, the 6 steps to wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we'll also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.
Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Harold.
We've been together a long time now, and the secret to our success? Open communication. But through the years, I've learned one thing. Harold doesn't always mean exactly what he says.
That's right.
For instance, I know that when Harold says,
"You look lovely today, dear,"
he means,
"No matter how you actually look, you look lovely today, dear."
And when he says,
"I'll be working late tonight,"
he means,
"I'm gonna leave work early and go watch the big game."
And my favorite,
"I fixed the car,"
means,
"I took the car to the ASE certified technicians at Certified Automotive, where they do all types of repairs and maintenance on Japanese and American cars using only the highest quality parts available. And since they've been around since 1978, I know that I'm getting the best service around. Plus, I got a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty."
That's right. Open communication is the secret to our success.
Certified Automotive, 3361 Southwest Temple. Call 484-0121. That's 484-0121.
According to Javelin Research, every 3 seconds, another identity is stolen. This year, nearly 10 million people will have their identities, credit cards, and bank account numbers stolen. Some think credit monitoring alone is enough, but that won't help stop identity theft or help you repair the damage. LifeLock does both. LifeLock monitors over 10,000 black market websites for your information. They request free annual credit reports and request your name be removed from pre-approved credit card offers. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in their service, they'll help you fix it, up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help protect it is so low? The call takes just minutes. Call now and mention Radio 10 for 10% off. That's like 1 month free.
Call 1-800-200-6543. That's 1-800-200-6543. Again, 800-200-6543.
Hello, Utah! It's the Toyota Bountiful Memorial Day Blowout! All new and pre-owned vehicles, drastically reduced! Plus, your trade-in has never been more valuable! We have buyers from 18 states bidding on trade-in to ensure the most money possible! Toyota Bountiful has 0% financing on most new Toyotas! And no payments till September! That's right, no payments till September! We have Corollas starting at $149 a month! And all new Camrys starting at just $19,000! We've got to blow out our inventory to make room for new vehicles coming in! So we're going Toyota Stay Open Memorial Day to take your trade-in and get you into a Toyota with 0% financing and no payments till September. Plus, you'll receive a Toyota Care complimentary maintenance for 2 years on your new Toyota. Toyota Bountiful is proud to serve you and receive the President's Award for Outstanding Customer Service. We'll put a smile on your face, every customer, every vehicle, every day. Toyota Bountiful, just off exit 315, or visit us 24/7 at ToyotaBountiful.com. OAC, see you for details.